Hey, man.
Hey.
If you had three wishes, what would you wish for?
All three of them to unsee freaking the new Aladdin trailer. Oh my God. Okay.
Will Smith. I like Will Smith.
I like him. I like him in a lot of movies. I mean, give peace a chance, man. But if you've seen this new Aladdin
trailer,
the full trailer, not the teaser one that dropped a couple months ago. This is the full trailer that dropped a couple days ago.
Blue?
Oh, my God.
I don't think him being not being blue was the issue.
I think it was just – it was hit. So, look, the population has seen him grow up since he was a teenager. Okay,
from Fresh Prince to Independence Day
to everything. I mean, and now imagine him. It's like there's this thing called deep face or whatever, where they pose. You have to look it up. Deep face. It's an internet thing. They impose like look up the. Steve Buscemi on Jennifer Lawrence one. That one's creepy. But yeah, just it's called deep face. It's a deep learning computer where they mask a face on something else. So I think that's I think what they were trying to do with this. It just the CGI Disney man. Either they pushed it out too early before it was cleaned up. Because usually Disney engineers and software developers and graphic designers.
Hey, look at Jungle Book. Their CGI is top notch.
I mean, this was just.
Usually.
This was just a mess. And don't get me wrong, I think it looked almost like a shot by shot remake again. I think that's what they're doing now. They're doing shot by shot remakes of all their Disney classics because they've run out of ideas and there's nothing really else to acquire. I mean, there's plenty of stuff to acquire, you know. But
they're going back to the well. Hey, this worked before.
Yeah, this worked before, and oh boy, it is.
I'm not against live. Well, I don't even think you can call them live action. I think we had this discussion.
God, I think we had this discussion twice before.
It's
I think the first time was Lion King, but whatever. This is just a bad CGI.
Yeah,
look at comparison from last year from Avengers. I mean, there's just but the thing is, they had snippets of Thanos, which was played by.
The early Thanos snippets looked pretty nasty.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, he looked more
grimacy.
Yeah,
from McDonald's. Yeah, he looked like Grimace.
Ooh, you know, Star-Lord burn. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going on. Him being blue. Oh man, and the memes out there right now. they're comparing him to the Arrested Development guy.
Funke. The name's Funke.
And man, it is a mess. Okay, so it's. But somebody said if I had Will Smith genies, what comes to me when I have sleep paralysis? And it makes sense. I mean, it doesn't look right.
Well, it's big shoes to fill anyway. With Robin Williams made an iconic genie.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
I think
to follow on to that, and then to follow on to it with bad CGI, you should have waited until it was ready.
Yeah, that or not make him come out of the thing blue, but don't superimpose his face on another body. That makes no sense. I mean, some of the previous Entertainment Weekly or Us Weekly or whatever the magazines, there were some pictures of him just being him, his regular him. He's talking, stuff like that. And I think Disney wanted to see what everybody's reaction was if they made him animated and blue. It sounds like a Ryan Reynolds. Don't make me animated or green.
Or green. Or make my suit green.
Or animated. Yeah. I mean, I think. Yeah. This is going to be an interesting one. I think they're getting a lot of backlash. I think they might change it up. Because that's why they put those teasers out there.
Yeah. I mean, I hope they learn from this, but
I mean, it's Disney. Anything that comes to the bottom line, if people are like, oh my God, this is horrendous, and they won't go on show, they will change it up.
Well, Will Smith is a good comedic actor.
Oh, he's a good actor.
Robin Williams level.
He's a good actor, period. But Robin Williams. The thing is, it translated better as an animated.
All the hijinks that the genie pulled.
Yeah, because, I mean, how are you going to translate that into live action without being
cartoony? Live action.
Without being cartoony. Because if it's going to be cartoony, might as well just watch the original Aladdin.
True, and if it's a shot-for-shot retake, like you were saying, I've seen that movie.
Yeah, it's like deja vu. We keep on talking about
It was Disney. They called it live action. It's actually CGI'd, yeah. And we're going to see a shot-for-shot retake. I hope this isn't what's going to happen.
I think this is.
Because they have Mulan is coming out, going to be live action. I don't know how they're going to do the little dragon, the Eddie Murphy dragon.
It'd be cool if Eddie Murphy voiced it.
Maybe they could superimpose Eddie Murphy's
face on the dragon.
There's that cricket too that was in Mulan. That little cricket. They're doing Dumbo's coming out soon.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. A lot of big name actors in Dumbo.
Yep. So I think this is Disney's playbook for the next 5 years.
I loved Jungle Book, the live action Jungle Book. I just don't know if they can repeat that.
I don't know. It's one of those things where now it's going to be an issue of people. The problem is that people know what Will Smith looks like. People know what Will Smith looks like with his shirt off. I mean, he played Muhammad Ali, a gigantic character. And this, they were trying to say that he is the new Han Solo with his shirt off. A Ben Solo. Because the wide chest. And, looks like, the genie was taking some supplements for a while. He's
legal or... Otherwise.
He's injecting himself with that good magic.
Why couldn't they just use Will Smith as himself? As Will Smith dressed up in a genie suit.
Yeah, which in some of those pictures beforehand, he looked fine.
He could have pulled it off.
But made him CGI gigantic and blue, that just makes sense.
Because the rest of that trailer I had no problem with. When they showed the big parade scene, that looked amazing.
No, I mean, like I said, the
very bright and vivid colors.
The rest of the trailer looked good. Jafar looked a little weird. He looked a little young to be Jafar, but whatever. But man, as soon as that blue genie came out, whoa.
It pulls you right out of the moment.
Yeah, because look, I think this country or this population, they're back in the 80s, that would have been amazing CGI. You know, I was like, oh my God, look what's going on. People are used to hundreds of millions of dollars worth of CGI that they want to see perfect, especially coming from a AAA Disney movie. They expect something different. Now,
top-notch titles.
If this was like a YouTube video, you know?
It looks cool.
But, I mean, you're talking about an iconic guy that everybody knows, an iconic company and film production studio, and I don't know, is ILM doing the thing? I hope not, because that would be bad on ILM.
Yeah.
But it's just bad CGI, but that's just our opinion, though.
Yeah.
Some people might love it, and those people are children.
They're not on the internet, because everybody on the internet
are destroying. Has anybody heard from Will Smith? Of course not.
I hope, like you said, that it's just an early trailer and they're going to go back like they did with Thanos and...
Yeah, because, I mean, they gave a lot of... they gave a lot of crap for Thanos. I mean, I think they also, it's like the Apocalypse. When Apocalypse came out, Apocalypse is like 5'6". It's like everybody saw the previews for that and everybody hated it and then didn't change anything and they hated it throughout the movie. It's like, this is an apocalypse. Apocalypse is gigantic. So hopefully they'll change. Disney is smart enough. They have brilliant people working there. Hopefully they're smart enough to say, hey, okay, we need to look at this. And they might even have to push it out. If they have to fix it.
It's like you said, they were just dangling at to see how the reaction was.
See how the reaction is. And if they might say, okay.
I hope that's the case, because if they go to Final Cut
with that cut,
with that genie,
oh boy, it's going to be a massacre.
I won't even watch that on Redbox.
I'll wait till it comes out on like Disney streaming, because I know I'm going to be spending $15 a month for that.
I'd have to be very, very bored and caught up on everything else before
which never happens.
Bad. No, there's always stuff on the DVR.
But what do you guys think? Comment below on the delicious Will Smith blue genie. Ugh.
The buff body genie.
Oh, God. He's swole. He's Will Swallow.
Will Swallow.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not digging it. What do you guys think? If you like it, why? Tell us why you like it.
Yeah.
Because I can't see anything.
I can't see it. I can't.
Redeeming about it.
Mm-mm. But that's just our opinion. But hey.
And opinions are like
buttholes. Yeah. Everyone's got one.
And they usually stink.
But ours stink in front of 1,300 subscribers. Thank you, subscribers.
Yes.
And talking about subscribing, why don't you hit that subscribe button down below? That's a good idea.
Yeah. Hit that bell icon so you see every new episode that we put up.
Yeah. And if you want, share this so you can ridicule Will Smith on a social platform.
Yeah. And our auditory-only friends.
Exactly.
We're on just about every podcast platform.
Exactly. Well, my name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
And, all right, well, that's it.
Later, nerds.
Bye, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.